night in the desert, shooting stars across the sky. This magical journey will take us on a ride, filled with the longing, searching for the truth. Will we make it till tomorrow? Will the sun shine on you? Midnight in the desert, and we're listening. Ooh, we're listening to you. There's wisdom in the air. I've been looking for the answers. All my life I felt you there. As the world we live in quickens, are we heeding all the signs? Have we lost our intuition? Are we running out of time? Midnight in the desert, and we're listening. Ooh, we're listening to you. And we're listening. Ooh, we're listening to you.
Well, hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick. At the Radio Thrift Shop, you'll find a full selection of 78 RPMs, 45s, 33s, 8-tracks, cassettes, obscure records, and gems from the past century of recorded sound. Radio Thrift Shop is your field guide to the analog side of radio. Broadcasting here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. Of course, this past month has featured the return of Art Bell to the airwaves, something that I'm very excited about. And I'm sure you can find out much, much more about his program at artbell.com. Of course, the theme song is Midnight in the Desert by Crystal Gale, which we heard opening the program this evening. I was able to record some of the Art Bell program on WTWW shortwave 5085 kHz. We're just going to hear a little bit of a sample of that now before we launch into the curious shelves of the Thrift Shop.
American Southwest.
Well, I bid you good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the universe and the world. We're covering it all with a brand new program called Midnight in the Desert. I'm Art Bell, and it is my pleasure to be here. It's going to be an interesting evening. The first thing we're going to do is cover the genesis of the name of the program. Now, let's think about it a little bit. Midnight in the Desert. Where have you heard that before? Midnight in the Desert. Midnight in the Desert. Let me think about that. Oh, yes. There's this lovely gal in Nashville who sang it for me, and her name is Crystal Gale. Crystal, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me on. I'm so excited.
That's it. We're just simply out of time. Thank you all very much. Have a wonderful night, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
This magical journey will take us on a ride.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, as groovy as shortwave on a Saturday night. Thank you. Set of tunes there. That was Mr. Al Hurt with Harlem Handu. Before that, David Sarkis with Cycles, Francesco DeMars with Water and Earth, Alan Hankshaw with Mystique Voyage, and we started that set off with Alan Freech and Dan Seepers, Titu's Bells. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, and I want to say hello to listeners out in Florence, Oregon. KXCR, Community Radio at 90.7 FM. Thank you for joining the Radio Thrift Shop family. I like to keep the show low-key and personal, and personable, kind of hearkening back to the late-night, early-morning music shows on Freeform Radio back in the early 1970s. And if you're tuning in for the first time, or the second or third, you're going to hear a lot of folk, jazz, easy listening, classic rock, indie pop, lo-fi music, privately pressed LPs, cassette tapes, you name it. You're going to hear all kinds of stuff on the Thrift Shop, literally going back to the early 20th century. And sometimes I'll play music that is still yet to be released, or that will be released soon on vinyl, CD, or cassette. So please stay tuned. Got lots more music coming up for you right after this.
It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. David Oxenford at the Broadcast Law Blog reports that the Federal Communications Commission is accepting preliminary comments on a new low-power FM proposal. The idea from REC Network would raise the maximum power for LPFM stations from 100 watts to 250 watts to put them at equivalent power levels with FM translator stations. If made into policy, low-power FM station signals would have much better building penetration and some other interference issues would be improved. The FCC has only so far announced they have received the proposal and are taking preliminary comments for 30 days. If there seems to be interest in the proposal, a formal notice of proposed rulemaking would be announced, with another round of public comment. REC's proposal would not just expand LPFM coverage, but roll some back. Quote, it also suggests limiting what it calls foothills LPFM stations, those that are located in areas where their coverage in certain directions is helped by terrain factors to go beyond what is normally predicted for such stations, unquote, Oxenford writes. Other parts of the proposal include allowing minor moves up to 11.1 kilometers for LP100 stations and up to 14.1 kilometers for LP250 stations, removing the contour overlap requirement for LPFM commonly owned FM translators, add additional protections for LPFM stations in respect to FM translators, and relief for the local programming requirement for LPFM stations on timeshare agreements. Comments on REC's proposal RM11749 can be filed through June 15th at the FCC's website. This is Tom Rowe for Wavefarm Radio and WGXC.
Polish Radio Orchestra with a tune called Abdul Ben Omar. Before that, John Cameron with Liquid Sunshine, The Five Stair Steps, Dear Prudence, and we started that set off with Mr. Arif Mardin, amazing record producer for Atlantic Records back in the day, Glass Onion. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, and I want to say hello to folks listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on the Global Voice around the world at theglobalvoice.info. Okay, I'm going to really dig into the crates here at the Thrift Shop. Here is Betty Everett.
Bye. trying to show my love. Oh, can't you see it means so much to me? And there is nothing good for you in a dream come true. What can we do? Nothing left but to live in fear. You tell me today things will work out with them. When I awake, tomorrow is gone again. Get yourself another man, or won't you please try to understand? And there is nothing left to see. Reality won't exist for me. For I guess that I never learned. But here I am, waiting for your return. Where do I start? There's nothing left of what I held so dear. The sun is
Breath Homemade Radio is on the air.
In our last episode of Duck's Breath Homemade Radio, we incorrectly stated that the capital city of the state of Delaware is Wilmington.
The correct answer would have been to admit that Delaware has no capital city, and in fact has no right to be considered a state.
We also goofed when we said that the president of the People's Republic of Moravia was Mr. Ufdan Xavier Wilpikabumpo,
when in fact his name is Edward Smith.
Our facts on file department must have been on something when they incorrectly stated that the light bulb was invented in 1959 by Muammar Gaddafi.
The actual inventor of the light bulb was Frederick Hotpoint, the year 1938.
And of course, the cards and letters just poured in when we mistakenly credited actor Clint Eastwood with the line, "Why don't you come up and see me sometime," in the movie It's a Wonderful Life.
What Eastwood actually said was, "Move and I'll blow your head off," in the film Last Year at Marienbad.
And it was actor Jimmy Stewart who said, "You're a frustrated old miser with no friends," to actress Donna Reed in the final moving scene of the film Hiroshima Mon Amour.
Our apologies to the entire film industry, as well as to our listening audience. We are very sorry.
Sorry. We'll be right back.
All right, that was Mr. Ronnie Foster with Mystic Brew. Before that, the ever-amazing David Axelrod, who is still walking among us here on this earth. Holy Thursday. Before that, Stringtronics with Tropicola. Chapter 5 with The Sun is Green. We started that set off way back. So far back, I've lost my memory. Betty Everett with 1900 Yesterday. And indeed, I play music from 1900 through next week on the Radio Thrift Shop. Well, I'm going to cruise on out of here. I want to say thank you for listening. And until next week, wherever you are on the planet, keep your radio free, keep your mind free, and keep your spirit free. Exit the Matrix.